2016 might turn out to have been the year of the federal whistleblower. Agencies are commemorating the contributions of whistleblowers have made to ferreting out waste, fraud, and abuse. Michael Horowitz is the Inspector General of the Justice Department and Chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco how agencies are celebrating whistleblowers this year.
Whistleblower Protection Appreciation Day was adopted by the Senate, Whistleblower Caucus, and the Senate as a whole a couple of years ago. It is to recognize the extraordinarily important effort of whistleblowers in coming forward and reporting on wrongdoing. And it's recognizing the work they've done and the importance of their willingness to step forward and report on waste, fraud, abuse, and misconduct in their agencies. And so we thought it was very important in the IG community and the Office of Special Counsel to come together and recognize them and demonstrate to the whistleblower community our appreciation for their effort and their work.
And 2015, a record-breaking year for OSC as far as responding to whistleblower cases and just the number that it received altogether. You know, from your perspective and SIGI and, you know, working with the IG community, do you feel that, you know, people are more comfortable to come out and tell their agencies about what's going on?
We're seeing an increase in my own agency at the Inspector General Office at the Department of Justice, an increase in the number of cases. Talking to my colleagues in other IG offices, they're telling me the same thing. And I think what you heard today is the case, which is as we do more and more outreach, as we demonstrate our availability and willingness to look at these cases, as we take these matters seriously and address them and work them, even if ultimately we don't find that wrongdoing occurred, but we work through these issues, we're finding that more and more people want to come to us to report on what they're seeing in their organizations and a greater comfort level in doing that.
And as far as budget and resources go, I mean, you touched on this earlier and we heard it from the panel, but you're looking for more. I mean, everyone's looking for more. OSC especially has a small staff, but can you tell us about, you know, what you and your office, what you all need in order to do your job better and respond to these, you know, influx of cases and that sort of thing?
These are very intensive cases to work on and do. Very significant fact-finding needs to happen in these matters. We're almost always dealing with a situation where the alleged retaliator claims it didn't happen. And so we need to spend considerable resources in trying to learn, understand, and figure out what occurred. And as we've seen an influx in the number of cases, both within our own agency at the Justice Department, but also as more and more employees of contractors and grant recipients have come to learn about our role as inspectors general in that process, we're seeing more and more of those cases coming to us. And our expectation is, as Congress may well make that pilot program permanent, the numbers will simply continue to increase. And we obviously want to be ready to respond to that potential increase and to deal with the influx we already have. Because as we talked about today, it's very important that whistleblowers understand that there are people there willing to listen to their complaints and to take them seriously. And that's what we want to do as inspectors general.
Do you feel that Congress is beginning to see more the value that your office can bring to DOJ and that IGs can bring to their agencies and that, you know, putting a little bit more money into these programs, what value that brings in return? Do you see that they're maybe starting to understand and act on that a little bit?
Well, I think what you've seen with the Senate Whistleblower Caucus and now a House Whistleblower Caucus is the importance that both the Senate and the House are putting on whistleblower issues, protecting whistleblowers. And we've recognized that in the IG community and at the Office of Special Counsel, and we've tried to increase our efforts in that regard. And so as that continues to develop and as we continue to do more work, we want to be able to demonstrate to the Congress that we take these issues seriously and that investing in our work and investing in whistleblowers results in a return to the taxpayers, because that's why whistleblowers are coming forward. They're coming forward because they see that waste, fraud, and abuse. And taking action results in, ultimately, greater savings for the taxpayers than the cost that's involved in doing those cases.
FBI Director James Comey also spoke at National Whistleblower Appreciation Day. He says the Justice Department Inspector General is teaching his employees about the importance of whistleblowers and the value that they bring to the agency. But he also says that as a leader, he's trying to build a culture of humility and confidence, because it's those two things that breed accountability at an agency. Comey says that as a leader, he's trying to tell his employees that it's okay to make mistakes, and it's even more important to raise your hand and point them out.
Insecure people struggle to develop their own folks. Insecure people can't be sitting over there watching one of their folks shine. Insecure people have to be here, because sitting over there with one of their people here is a threat to them. And so we're talking an awful lot about the importance of finding confidence that breeds humility and an awareness that I may not know enough and I need to find out more things. So why am I telling you this in the context of Whistleblower Appreciation Day? And I know it was Saturday, but it was not a shopping day on Saturday, so we got you this today. Is that, as Michael said, at the heart of what whistleblowing is are people who see things they think are wrong and want to talk to somebody about it. They want to be heard and share a concern. Now, they may be wrong, they may be right, but they believe they've seen something that's important to an institution and they want someone to listen to them. If they face an organization that is led by people who struggle, as all humans do, and have not sufficiently made progress against the lack of humility in humanity, and they face an institution that is shaped by having leaders like that, they will not find people to listen to them. They will not be heard. So what should leaders do to try and develop a culture that helps resist that lack of humility in humanity? Two things. Talk about it constantly, and then do things. First thing, talk about it. It's very, very important that we do things like the Inspector General's office is helping us do, and that is teach our people. Show them the importance of whistleblowing. Show them the regulations. Show them the laws, the rules that forbid retaliation. Show them all the structure that is designed to encourage people to raise their hand. That's very, very important. It's very, very important also that the leader, in this case the director of the FBI, speak to new employees, as I do, and say, let me tell you something about the FBI. You're not entitled to be right, right? I'm not entitled to be right. You're entitled to be heard. You're entitled to an adult conversation where when you have a question, you have a concern, you have a worry, an adult looks at you, listens to you, and then engages you. Now, you have to have your mind open to the fact you may be misperceiving, you may be seeing things without context. All that's fine. You're not entitled to be right. You're entitled to be heard. So it's very, very important that the director say that explicitly. But more than these explicit lessons, I actually think the second thing a leader has to do is actually the second secret reason I'm here today. The leader has to act in a certain way so that people see that and are shaped by it and copy it.
FBI Director James Comey speaking at the National Whistleblower Appreciation Day on Capitol Hill earlier this week. You also heard the voice of Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Justice Department. Share these interviews with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.